Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
And there it is. Holy smokes. A three headphone microphone check. How about that? First time ever.
Here we go.
Three of us. It is, what's the date today?
What is today?
26th of September. We're getting close to first day of practice. It is the Doodoo and Foo Show. I am one of your co-hosts, Dan Doodoo Savage.
I'm Mike Christofoli Foo.
And we have a special guest. Bob Marceau, can you believe it? Look who it is.
Is Bob on?
Is Bob on?
We've got a lot of talking about Bob to do.
He's not on yet. Paul Anderson's in the house, everybody.
Hey. Here we go, Paul.
First official guest of the Doodoo and Foo Show, episode 27 straight
27.
Week. So in case you don't know, this is how it happened. We go out and break bread and have dinner all the time with Julie and the kids. And we're sitting there talking one time, and Julie's like, yeah, you two just go. I'm like, we should do a podcast. And Mike starts talking about, you know, back in his day, he wanted to do...
Well, I went here for a couple years, went to UNLV a couple years for communications. Okay. Yeah.
So I'm like, hey, let's buy a couple mics. Boom, boom, boom. Let's just see what happens. Have fun. We're not trying to make money.
No,
we're just
having a blast, fun. Man.
Yeah. 27 straight weeks. We're over a half a year.
Can you believe that?
That's awesome. Pretty cool. Yeah. So we're just doing it and having fun, and now we have our first official full-time guest. I say full-time because Coach Lee and Aaliyah jumped in a little bit, just little bits, but back when I was in my old office. But yeah, welcome, Paul.
Thank you.
How about that? So one of the, we always grab something to eat. Let's get that out of the way. So Mike, tell us what we just had because it was delicious.
The place called the Meat Wagon, chicken and waffles. And that's all we had, chicken and waffles with fries.
Chicken and waffles with fries. Yeah. It was delicious.
It was good.
The funny thing is we always talk about, especially you're coming from pretty far away, that, man, this food gets soggy. But the waffles stayed pretty.
They stayed good. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was good. Stayed good. So good food. For those of you who know Paul, Paul came in the office and saw Mike, and they've met before, and saw the shirt. And Paul almost jogged back home to California.
Almost.
I wouldn't have let him. I wouldn't allow it. He would have came back.
Turn it inside out. Yeah. We can't do that to the guests, right? What is it? What does that make you feel? Like, you look at it.
The Giants. Yeah.
Is it honestly because of the two Super Bowls, or is it more than that?
You get a guy pin a ball to his head.
Yeah, that was my guy, Tyree from the Qs.
You just can't do it. Just
but they did.
Can't.
And they did.
Yeah, and you take the perfect season away, you know.
Yeah.
Well, think about how the rules changed, too, because the tip of that ball hit the ground. And back in the day, any part of the ball hit the ground, incomplete pass, right?
Well,
so
really?
That was part of the new rule changes
I haven't
before that.
Eli was technically in the grasp.
You could say that, too. He had a good hold of him. He did have a good hold of him, I'll admit. I think just like any other Giant fan, though, as he threw the ball, he was, what are you doing? Oh, okay. You know, it was one of those type of things when you're watching the game. Yeah.
So it is more about that game specifically, but it's not the Giants.
It's not. Well, no.
I mean, were you a Lawrence Taylor fan when he was You know,
I think Lawrence Taylor behind Andre Tippett is the second best linebacker in the history of football.
Right? He's going to go Patriots. You know, I think
Andre Tippett played with that defense, those players around him.
Yeah.
Just as good.
I remember Tippett for sure. I remember Tippett, yeah. You're right.
Well, it's funny, you know, Mike. So I always talk about being a realist as a coach. Now here, 300 years into coaching, and I've always just been a realist. I call it like it is. And Mike is a Giants fan that calls it like it is. He's not a big fan of Eli.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we talked about Hall of Fame stuff and who gets in, who doesn't. We did a list a couple days ago about a couple weeks ago about the best brothers in the NFL, the Kelce brothers. Who do we have?
McCourty twins.
Oh, McCourty twins, we didn't even think of
that up. I already forgot who we bring up.
That's the best two of all time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we had, who did we have? Well,
the Barbers.
Kelce's.
Yeah, we did have Barbers.
Barbers, we had a little lower.
Rondé and Tiki.
The Mannings. The Watt brothers. Clearly. Watt brothers, there's three of them.
And we did have that.
We did have the Watt brothers. We did have the Barbers.
The Gronkowski brothers, they had.
Yeah, you know, yeah, they did have three. You're right, though. But we didn't have that. You're right, though. But you're absolutely right.
Yeah, but yeah, we didn't even think of
Gronkowski.
Oh, Gronkowski, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, got to bring the flavor to the show.
That's it.
That's funny. But like I was saying, though, it's, you can be a giant. I love that when you're a realist. Like, yeah. You know, Eli was okay. Like, you know, a lot of Giants fans just worship the ground he walked on because they won.
It's because of what he did. Sure. But you look at what he did overall in the regular season, right? I think he's got a 500 record as a starting quarterback overall.
It would be tough to put him in the Hall of Fame.
I think he goes.
I think he does too.
I don't think
you win two Super Bowls, I think you're in. I saw a thing actually today where Cam Newton said, if he goes in, I go in twice.
Well, I don't know about that. But
you know.
Well. Why would Cam go in twice then? What does he mean?
He's basically saying he's so much better
than
Eli.
He's so much better than him.
Oh,
if Eli gets a gold jacket, he gets two gold jackets.
I see, I see. I'm sitting here going, he didn't win a...
No.
He got him there, though, I think. Didn't he?
He
did. So the Patriots beat him, right, I think. Am I wrong on that one? The Patriots beat him.
No,
it wasn't the Patriots. Oh, that was DeLome. Okay.
You were living there at that point.
Denver beat him. There you go.
I was in Charlotte at that point,
yeah.
That was a lot of fun. I made sure that everybody that was in the neighborhood knew.
Knew that you were a Patriots fan.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, you see, we got Tommy up there, young Tommy, that. Right?
Yeah.
And I get a lot of flack because I'm on the West Coast. So the flack has kind of died down being a Patriots fan out here. You know, when I was back, like, teaching and coaching at, like, Northwest Career Tech, or it was, like, every Sunday. And it's when the Patriots were winning. Everybody's like, shut up, Savage. Shut up. And now it's like – and then it got to the point where it was like, where's your team, Savage? And now nobody cares.
Yeah.
Like, nobody even asks about the Patriots. And, hey, listen, two really good games. One we got and one we almost stole on the road.
Yeah.
I mean, overtime.
Yeah.
Not on the road, overtime. And Jets whacked us. I mean,
yeah.
Wow. Rodgers looked like a heck of a quarterback then. I'm not a big Rodgers fan in general. But for a rebuilding year, we've already, you know – done a couple good things, but how long is it going to take? Do you think Mayo's the right guy?
I think he's a player's coach, but I think it takes the course of time. I think that he's similar to kind of our train of thought. We just kind of learned during practice. We've got similar trains of thought in team building.
Yep.
It's about the locker room just as much as it is what's on the field, the camaraderie and the way the team gels. I think he's definitely a player's coach. I think that you don't have any choice but to respect him, right?
Yeah.
He did it at a high level.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think that they personally think they botched the draft by not going lineman first. I think you build from the inside out.
Okay.
You get a quarterback who doesn't have anybody to throw to and anybody to block for him.
Right.
Yeah.
How successful you're
you can't
going
be successful.
Be.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. I think there's, you know, it's a good point because we're going through it now with the Raiders with a player-friendly coach, player-friendlier coach. And I think in the NFL, you kind of have the...
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Belichick way, where the locker room's probably the worst, but the coaching is elite. Yeah. So you follow the blueprint, you win. You're not going to have fun. It probably sucks, but you're going to win. And then the other blueprint is get guys to play hard, play together a little. I mean, Kansas City's talented, but Andy Reid is a coach. Yes, he's talented. I don't think he's a Belichick brain or you know what I'm saying? Honestly, but yeah. I think he kind of gels the two together. And I think there's a couple different ways to win. And I don't think anybody expects the Patriots to be relevant for a year or two, but I hope he's the right guy. I don't know.
I hope so. Yeah, and I don't think I watch probably way too much Patriots stuff. I don't think the locker room was as bad as people make it out to be outside of that locker room.
Could be. Belichick, yeah, we don't know.
Right?
Yeah.
Nobody really knows.
Yeah.
But they all speak pretty highly of what he did.
Yeah.
But you never know.
Well, one of those coaches you can't. I mean, how much can you really bad talk him? I mean, he's
he won. He wins.
Is he gonna go down as a top three or top one coach? I just hope he doesn't make the mistake and come back and flub it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Come back and take a midseason job this year that's not going to be productive. And,
right.
And I kind of felt the same way about Tom is when he left. Like, Julie was like, I can't root for him. He's going to Tampa Bay. I'm like, yeah, but it's Tom. Like, if he went somewhere and sucked, I'd feel bad for him. I'm glad he went and won a championship. Yeah. I am. I don't know. What do you think about that? Such a strong Patriot fan.
I wasn't a fan.
So did he have to go prove I can do it on my own? Was that?
No, I don't think so.
Do you think it was a weather? Like, why Tampa? Like,
no, well,
just get out of New England, maybe?
I think it was the fact that, everything I read, and again, you don't know for sure, but they were going to give him the keys to the car and let him do what he wanted.
Yeah.
And he took so many discounts that they said, you can have a say in.
Oh, you brought Gronk with him.
Right. You brought Gronk with you. Yeah.
That'll do it. Super Bowl.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no. And I don't think he needed to go prove anything.
No.
I hope Belichick doesn't take a job halfway through the year.
Yeah.
I love what he's doing. I think he's on, redoing his image.
Yeah, he's on social media now. Yeah. He just joined social media. Hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's smart to do, especially in today's world, is, you know, being that post-game press conference guy that everybody's like, oh, dude. And now he's, like, making jokes on Instagram. Yeah, right. And, like, I think it's a good move, too. Did you guys happen to check or see Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum's little press conference the other day?
No, I did not see
so
that.
So first day of everybody's kind of getting back into practice, and they interviewed him. And, of course, they went to Tatum. First question, is this summer going to motivate you? And he's like, what are you talking about? Like, say it out loud.
Right? Yeah.
I didn't play in two games. Am I pissed? He's like, in the moment, I was a little bit more upset than I am now. He's like, I had a phenomenal time. I got to fly my family out. I played with some of the best players in the world. I won a second gold medal. It wasn't even first. Second gold medal.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't understand why it happened the way it did. I'm going to see if you understand it. I don't think anybody really does. Maybe somebody does. But he was like, do I need extra motivation? No, I don't, because he's like, I feel like I want to win a second championship in a row. I want to be the highest paid player in the league. I want to be on the cover of 2K. I don't need somebody to take playing time away from me to take away those wants. So, and he looked – two things they showed. Number one, he actually looked a little healthier. I don't know if – you got to go back and look. He looked a little bit more – mature, almost. I mean, because he's young.
Yeah, he looks a little more chiseled. I saw the pictures.
A little more chiseled.
Yeah,
and his release is lightning now.
Yeah, it's
like
good.
They're changing the release because he used to hold that sucker up and then let it go, and he's letting it fly now.
Yeah.
Why did he not play in the Olympics?
Steve Kerr made that call. I don't necessarily agree with it. You're not going to tell me he's not one of the six or seven best players on that team.
Yep.
You're not going to tell me that
exactly.
75% Kevin Durant is better than 100% Jason Tatum.
Right.
Not at this stage of his career.
Yeah.
No way.
Right.
I would not want to be on the Golden State Warriors when they roll into Boston.
Oh.
I would not want to be on that floor.
Oh. I wouldn't. You know. I want to be there just to watch the fan. The fans are gonna.
Right.
Jason doesn't have to do a thing.
No.
You know, you've been to plenty. I've been to plenty. It's gonna be.
My fear in terms of Jason Tatum during that game is he tries too hard.
Too hard. Yeah.
But the fans. They're not going to have any mercy on
just like they do with Kyrie. It's probably going to be Kyrie times 100, to be honest with you. They're going to go bananas.
Yeah.
Scary thing is Golden State always has a shot to win or blow you out because of who they have. Yeah. They're not, you know.
But they're not Golden State of 4 years
ago. No, they're not. True. But Steph Curry is a different
unbelievable.
He's something different.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's
And you know what? If Tatum gets too amped up, there'll be somebody there to calm him down.
Yeah, Jaylen
Brown. You know what I mean? Yeah. Right? Yeah. So he'll be all right if he gets too amped up and they see that, but he'll be all right.
They need to get used to it because it's going to be all year. The Jaylen Brown questions about not making it.
Yeah, of course.
And, you know, White and all that stuff. You know, I don't know if you noticed our female assistant that came in late to practice.
I did.
Her brother was White's roommate in college.
Oh wow! Okay.
Yeah. So our head coach down there, our men's head coach, that's his son. Derek, they were roommates at Colorado Mesa.
Colorado,
a D2 before he transferred up. So, pretty interesting. I love so much about the Celtics right now, they kept most of the main pieces. I mean, Drew Holiday's just, he's what makes it happen, in my opinion. Derek White is just that X factor guy, and even just the, I don't know how much longer poor Al Horford can do it, but
I think this is it for him. I think
it's got to be last year, huh? Yeah. It's got to be.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Well, Porzingis out. Porzingis out a little bit right now too. Again,
For a little bit.
But
from last year.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to start this season, but you're right. This is. You know, Al Horford's still there, like you said. You don't blame him if this is it, but they're going to need him to start if Porzingis doesn't start this season. Yep. You know, they're going to need him again. But
hey, don't discount Luke Kornet here.
Put some respect
on my name.
Yeah. Right? Luke is Kornet. Tillman coming back? Right? Tillman back?
Tillman, I think, is on.
Tillman resigned.
He did resign.
Resigned,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, because I know there was a question about it.
I hit a big three in one of those games, right?
he had three big minutes.
Yeah,
because he had a couple defensive stops, a huge rebound, made a couple shots. I think he did hit a three.
Yeah,
and that was one of those guys that the team goes nuts when he does something positive. You know, came
absolutely.
In. No, I think they're set up pretty well for this year.
Yeah.
And then I don't know. Boston's a little bit different, Brad Stevens. I don't think if we win it again, I fear that. Blow it up mentality.
I think it'll depend on who the owner is.
Yeah, because that's right.
As they try to sell it,
it depends
on who the owner is. The current owner, I don't think, cares about the money and the luxury tax. It's about winning.
Win.
I will take that. And
it's a good point.
You know,
hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yes. Grybeck, West.
Yeah, Grosbeck.
Grosbeck, yeah.
Yeah.
Wick. Wick. W-Y-C.
Wick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, ownership has a huge part of all that stuff.
But I think Stevens has done everything right.
Oh, man. I love Brad Stevens.
He pushed so many buttons that when he was coaching, it was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? But every button he seems to push now as a GM has worked.
Yeah.
And Holiday is a glue guy. Derek White is a glue guy.
Holiday is, I'm telling you. That's a hill I'll die on with this team. Of course Tatum. Of course Brown.
Sure.
Of course Porzingis. Holiday's it, man.
Yeah.
You watch what he does and doesn't do, and it's freaking awesome.
Now you realize what big part that he had with Milwaukee winning that championship.
So to be the Milwaukee owner knocking on the door of that GM going, how did you let him go? Boston land Holiday.
Yeah. Eastern Conference.
What are you doing?
Yeah. You're right.
Let him go to Sacramento.
Well, they traded him to Sacramento.
That's right. And then
you had to have had a clause in there that said, please don't.
That's crazy.
Like, you can't trade him.
No, like a compete clause.
Yeah, a non-compete clause. Yeah,
you can't trade him to Boston. Well, you know, something. But
so let's put Paul in the spot and give him a Mount Rushmore of Celtics, and then we're going to give him a Mount Rushmore of non-Celtics.
Okay.
So all-time basketball players, you can use whatever you want. You got four. Let's go five. We'll do a starting five. It doesn't have to be positioned. Who are the five best Celtics of all time? You're going to leave a bunch off.
Yeah,
because it's only five.
Larry's first.
Sure.
He's number one.
Yeah, Bill Russell.
Bill Russell's clearly
right, and that's just from highlights, right? We're not old enough to know, but
highlights and stats, though. I mean,
I'm glad
championships matter.
Glad you clarified that, Paul.
Championships matter.
Yeah. Glad you clarified that, Paul. Not old enough to remember that.
You know, if we're going starting five, I'm probably putting Dennis Johnson on that team.
Mm.
Oh, okay. For the intangibles, big fan.
Yeah.
You know, growing up in the 80s.
Yeah, same.
He's Hall of Famer.
Yeah, Hall of Famer. Hall of Famer. And he did it in Seattle, too.
Right.
He won one, just a winner. Defense.
Yeah.
He won some Defensive Player of the Year once, I think at least once before, too, if I'm not mistaken.
DJ's legit. So you got DJ Bird. I mean, that's going to match him up against a lot of people. DJ Bird.
Russell.
Havlicek. I was going to say, I know who Dad's screaming for right now. My dad's a big Havlicek guy.
That's big one. There you go.
Good call.
Probably Paul Pierce.
Hey, there you go. Okay.
Interesting.
All right.
Probably Paul Pierce.
Yeah.
So the new guys don't make it quite yet.
Nope.
But Tatum is on track to put a lot of people in the back, in the rearview mirror.
Tatum's on track to put Paul Pierce.
Mm. Okay.
And Dennis Johnson, maybe. No. But he's not passing Larry.
No.
And he's not passing... Russell.
Yeah. I'm with you. I'm a big Bird guy. I grew up the same age, but I just want to throw it out there. A little hot take. Oh no, man. Tatum wins 4 in 5 years.
Wow, that's a different story.
So
yeah.
It's not for me because basketball is different.
Yeah.
Okay. The teams, the league is significantly watered down today compared to what it was in the 80s. Think about the teams
Great
in
point.
The 80s.
Yeah. Yeah.
That all had 3 or 4 guys that were
go
legit
there, Paul.
Almost
there.
All-stars.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Right? Yes.
Yeah. So the 76ers, Moses Malone, Charles Barkley, Julius Irving, Maurice Cheeks, all on the same team.
Bobby Jones, for that matter, too, and Anthony Tony.
Yeah.
You know, and then you start adding in teams, and just the player pool is watered down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So nobody's passing Larry Bird. I'll go to my grave with that one. I don't care if Tatum wins 8 in a row.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, the league's watered down.
I'm so glad you said that, Paul, about the 80s. When I get in this discussion with people about today's players and yesterday's player, and everybody's bigger, stronger, faster. Listen, bigger, stronger, faster doesn't mean better. Sure. Doesn't mean better IQ when it comes to the game. And we've talked about time and situation before, right? I always go back to, listen, how many Hall of Famers from that era... How many Hall of Famers are in the league now?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I'm glad you bring that up because I get in that discussion all the time, of course, with younger people, and they all, bigger, stronger, faster. That don't mean anything. It means a little bit, but bigger, stronger, faster does not mean better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I try to tell these people that, and they go, this and that, and I bring up the same thing. Who were your Hall of Famers in the 80s? They were playing against Hall of Famers, right? And putting up these numbers and winning against each other. Today, how many Hall of Famers are today?
Right,
you know what I mean?
Listen, Randy Brewer was bigger, stronger, might have been faster than Larry Bird.
Chris Dudley.
All right, so we're so Paul Pierce. Okay, so that's your five. Yeah,
that's my five.
It's a solid five. Geez, did we do Boston? We did Boston.
We did Boston, and we did. I don't know if we ever did our top five of all time, but we did Boston.
Because I know we had. Yeah. I want to say because we did ours a little bit different, and like we always say, you can do it however you want. Like. You know, Garnett and KG, McHale, like,
sure.
Robert
Parrish. I mean, you can go all day.
I mean, geez,
you go all day, Cousy, and, you know.
Yeah.
nobody's ever going to have the perfect.
No.
There's just so many to choose from.
Yeah. Casey Jones, right? He's got his number retired too by Boston. You know what I mean?
JoJo White. I mean,
Parrish. Chief.
And honestly, I know it is what it is, but you got guys like Antoine Walker who aren't far off. They had they have great careers, man, big numbers
on
terrible teams. Who was that? That was Ron Mercer, and we had Chauncey Billups. Dino Raja. Oh, that's a game.
And Marbury,
Xavier
too.
Xavier McDaniels that year.
Yeah, that's right.
Raja
the
was the savior. He came in. Yeah. A couple
Dino's
years
tough,
after.
Man. Dino's like a poor man. He's like a poor man's. What's his name now? The center from Denver.
Oh no, he's a very poor man.
No. I know. Very poor man, foreman, not a center. Oh. Like he played a little bit like, what's his name? Who am I talking about? Jokic.
Yeah. Jokic.
I mean, no, listen, Jokic to me is, he's, if he cared, I don't want to say if he cared, because I don't know him. If he cared, he could go down as one of the best, if not the best. And I know it's crazy. He's just a different, if he plays 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But.
We don't know his work ethic outside of what we see.
True.
Right.
If he had the Kobe Bryant work ethic, it's around for a lot of years.
He's a different dude. Yeah. All right, so let's go top five all-time non-Celtics.
Non-Celtics top five all-time.
Yep.
You got to go Bill Russell, I think.
Buddy, non-Celtics.
Oh, non-Celtics. So
I get where you were going with that, though.
Hey, screw your rules. I'm keeping Russell. I'm keeping Russell.
I wasn't saying anything. You go, Paul.
So, I mean, that's actually probably biased again because of my age and what I really watched.
That's fine.
I do it all the time. I do it all the time on the show.
So here's a guy that I think health. We're going to throw it out. I'm going to do this based on their entire career. They're healthy.
Yep.
Bernard King.
Well, we just talked about him last week.
One of what I think would have been.
If you had not have blown that knee out, man. Goodness gracious.
Exactly. We talked about last week. We talked about him and Allen Houston because we did a top five
Knicks.
New York Knicks.
Okay.
Yeah. And we said we kind of got to that four. Well, I was letting you pick him.
We went five on five. Yeah. Bernard King. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Danny Brigham King. Really big fan of Bernard King.
Oh, yeah.
Really big fan of Moses Malone.
Okay.
Think
that's
that,
one
know,
of my
really,
top fives
really
too.
Tough
yeah, people
to,
think I'm crazy when I tell them that. I kid you not, my man Paul in the house.
Steph Curry, I think, has gotten there with what he's done.
It doesn't look real. It doesn't look real. Doesn't seem real.
Yeah,
he's completely changed the game. You were talking earlier before we went to your practice, not to get off topic, but players pulling up from 25, 30 feet away.
I was telling about Aliyah and Layla.
He's changed the game. And it's
they shoot like that because they shoot like that because of him, not Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark just got on the scene.
Yeah. Right?
Aliyah and Layla shoot like that because of Steph Curry.
Yeah. Right?
Period. End of story.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. So you got three.
Yeah. Kobe, obviously.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And fifth one. That's tough. That's tough.
I guess you did Steph from this age group.
I was going to say, what about the Skyhook?
So, I will not put a Laker on my top five.
Kobe is.
I did say Kobe.
Got him.
And, Michael Jordan.
It's a safe bet. That's a safe pick. I think everybody's okay with this.
He was a little bit good.
Yeah, it was okay.
When people hear this top five, I don't think they're going to go, I can't believe you put Jordan on.
Right.
I think they might say Bernard King or.
They'd be wrong.
No, yeah. Hey, that's the thing. Is your top five your top five?
We're doing non Celtics.
Yeah.
Only because he's blowing my phone up. Bob Marceau might be on there.
Bob Marceau
might be one of the best players of all time.
Larry Bird, three MVPs in a row.
I'm surprised Bob can spell MVP.
So, Bob, I mean, we got to shift gears a little bit. Your guy Paul is here in Vegas, all right? So, number one, that seat's got your name on it. I'm just saying. I know you don't go over the bridge much, but Paul just went up a hundo on the donation. For those of you who don't know, we're in our donation season. What's our number up there, Mike? I can't see it.
$6,743
We're on our goal to 10 grand. It takes people like Mike and Paul here, and everybody else out there has donated. Yeah. Can't tell you how much we appreciate. I love that Paul can come see, even if it's just a practice, it's a preseason practice, to see a little bit and put a name to a face, like where your money's going and helping. And obviously I get a lot of people helping because I think, you know, because of my relationships and stuff, but it's always good when somebody can come in and see. Mike comes, I was telling Paul about the open gyms in the summer. Yeah. I think they're some of the best in the country. Yeah. Oh. I don't think you missed one all summer.
Man, let me tell you, buddy, there's a girl from, she's going to Tennessee. Right, I mean, this girl can hoop. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. That's what's coming here. Girls from overseas. I mean, yeah. Danny could tell you all that. I mean, it's just girls that are coming here, man. Yeah.
But I appreciate it. It's always good when people who are local like Mike can come in, and the girls all know Mike. And but I also appreciate you, Bob. Yeah. Let's see what he's saying here.
It's one person in this group appreciates Bob.
He said, why are we talking about sports when these guys need to hear about the hitchhiker trip?
Yeah, nobody needs to hear about the hitchhiker. It's none of your business.
How much time do we have?
Listen, there's two things I can tell you right now that are not going to be talked about on this podcast. Is that whatever the hitchhiker trip is and halftime of the Aponiquot game. Those are two things that will never be... The fact that I even said halftime of the Aponiquot game is too much information. Now I think some people have to die.
Well, I gotta hear this. When we're off here, I gotta hear this.
Oh boy, you're one of the few people I trust with that story.
Can hear it, but you don't want to see it. I'm sure you of that.
See, here we go. We're on a tightrope.
We're on a tightrope.
Where is Brian Ford when you need? I mean, Dennis Ford when you need him.
Yeah. I think Brian Fallon had a bird's eye view.
Oh, geez, here we go. That'll make sense when we get off air. But anyway, no, I appreciate it, and thank you, Bob, and everybody out there who's chipped in. I try to do my little part and get some people to jumpstart the fundraising, and then we leave it up to the girls so they have some accountability and some ownership. Yeah. But again, thank you in front of everybody. I appreciate.
Well, I think
every
Bob
year.
Needs to hear who's in first place from that 1990 team.
That's Paul Anderson. Oh, okay, he wore number 11. He barked like a dog on defense.
Yeah, just making sure.
And now he's barking like a dog at Bob and letting you know. I'm number one. Yeah. So he might be lifting a leg on.
He
him
might
right
need
now.
To get his secretary on that.
Ooh.
He's down by at least 100 because I put another 100 in today. So
it's on you, Bob. I don't know.
It went up good in this last week too.
Yeah. No,
the figure went up good.
It's going. It's funny. A couple of my kids are telling me, Coach, just give me till Monday. Payday's Friday or Saturday. Yeah. End of the month, first of the month, like whatever it is.
I'm gonna put this out there for Bob. You give Bob their names, and he will donate for them. Right, Bob? We can count on you, Bob.
Bob, I'm going to give you their names, and you just put in what because you can
click.
You can custom.
You can, yeah, you
customize
can click
the
who
names.
It's for.
I love that.
I just looked at it. You can scroll down and click who you're donating for.
It's coming your way, Bob. Isn't it cool though that you know how many guys from the team that Whitman donated?
Absolutely.
And Dennis Ford and Dennis and I had it. You know, we don't all get to chat all the time, but as soon as Dennis and I start chatting, just like you and I and me and Bob, and it's. You know, it's crazy. And Bob and I were roommates at Salem. Yeah, that's crazy. Wow. Like how that all worked its way back. And he met Julie when I first met Julie. So 1990, it's 30 years ago.
Right?
It's crazy. 93 actually. So we're coming up on 32 years. But no, trust me, it's not lip service. And you heard it today that I reference that 90 team all the time. And I reference Coach D and Peter Stevens. I don't really go back to the freshman coaches and stuff. We had Mr. Grant. I don't remember Mr. Grant, old dude. Yeah, he was different. That was a tough freshman team. You obviously weren't in the school yet, but no, Peter Stevens, you know, I know you had a close relationship with Coach. He was our JV coach, a varsity assistant coach, and he just – a lot of the similar qualities that I try to do is I try to spoil my kids with, like we talked about off air, I try to spoil them with experience. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Coach Stevens used to bring us Sunday night basketball buddies up in New Bedford. And he'd bring us camping.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bring us to BC games. He'd bring us.
Nice.
He'd pay for everything. Right. He never said, hey, ask your parents to have nothing. Nothing.
Nope.
Right? I mean, probably broke every rule in the book.
Loaded a bunch of teenage kids into a van and driving them into Boston. I can't imagine that's against
that. Did you? You played 1 year for him?
So my sophomore year, I split.
Split.
I played
that's
partial
right. Yeah.
JV.
Okay.
Partial.
Yeah, because you and I were. Yeah, because I played 2 years. Number one, because I sucked. And number two, because I had my car accident. So I kind of missed a half of a year of my life. Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know, that big old scar. But but Peter Stevens, for me, my sophomore year, it was a pretty fun. That was the year you split, you said?
No, I was a freshman then. So my sophomore year, I split JV and varsity.
So where were you freshman year?
On the freshman team.
Oh, okay. So, because I'm trying to remember. I don't remember. The next year when I played, everybody else went up and you were splitting. We had actually had a really good team. You and Bruce Gendron were the splits. You'd play half and half, you and Bruce. And it was me. I have some of those games on tape, man. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And, but anyway, getting back to Peter Stevens, he's just one of those coaches, man. Like, you know,
cared
just
about kids.
Kids. That's awesome, I swear, I don't know how other players feel, I loved everything on how he coached. I loved his intensity, his pregame, his passion. And I loved a lot of his stuff, stuff he did. And I was telling Paul, I probably do 8 to 10% of my stuff is still from freaking 1988, man.
It works.
Yeah, my 33. Yeah. You know my 33, my 131? That's freaking Peter Stevens. We didn't get the scramble drill in today, but, you know, there's all kinds of drills. And Coach D, too. I got a lot from Coach D over the years, too. Easy. But.
I'll hear that one later, too.
So I want to say 3 years ago, I think it was just post COVID and everybody was kind of being goofy and I was like gotten the emotional set of I'm gonna reach out to people that I haven't talked to in a long time. Okay. And I called Coach D and I don't know why I had Charity's phone. Charity and I were on the same phone line or whatever. So he's the phone rings and he's got one of the old school tape answer machines, right? So hi, it's Peter and you know hey, Coach, it's Dan Savage. And then you hear fumbling around. He's like, Danny! I'm like, Coach. He's like, first thing he says, I'm 49 years old. Everything okay? Are you good? It's the first thing he says when he asks the phone.
That's awesome.
It's the way it was.
Because you're calling me. I get it. But are you okay?
That's awesome.
I'm like, I'm great, Coach. He said, I see the name Charity Smith come up on my caller ID. He's got the old school caller ID. He's like, from Vegas. And I'm going, who is this? And he's like, and I heard your voice. So he's like, what's going on? I said, honestly, I just want to call and talk mostly to tell you how much I appreciate you. Yeah. And I'm still using your stuff. And your stuff lives on. Because he doesn't think about that stuff anymore. May have memories. He's fishing. Sure. He's golfing.
Yeah,
he's doing what he does. And he teared up like 4 or 5 times, couldn't talk, like lost his, he's like, why am I getting this call now?
Sure.
And I'm like, cause you deserve it, man. Yeah. Like, and especially saying you're that little 1-3-1 defense. And I know we did it with is that not my staple?
That's it.
It's been staple. as many years as you've known me coaching all over the place. People can't figure out my 1-3-1.
Yeah.
They can't figure it out. And I learned Peter Stevens was mostly a man guy. Coach D was more of a 33 guy, but Peter Stevens was the assistant coach and he would talk to me about playing the top, me and Daryl, and you know, our length and your arms and how to angle. And when you played for Coach Pete Stevens, it was man to man.
He was teaching. He was a teacher.
Teacher.
Of
He was. Yeah. It was skill development. It was learning. It was all that stuff. And I don't know. I just I called him, and I'm glad I did. And I probably owe him another call. And yeah, he's getting up there in age.
Yeah. Call him. Absolutely. Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think?
He was my eighth grade science teacher.
Mine too.
And I'll never forget it. Mine he grabbed me by the back of the neck towards the end of our eighth grade year, my eighth grade year. And he knew school wasn't my thing.
Ah, joined
basketball
the club.
Was my thing, right? Yeah. School wasn't my thing. I did enough to get by.
Yep.
And he said, VocTech.
No way. Really?
Yep. He said, VocTech. We want you to come to Bourne High and play
so
basketball.
So tell Mike what that means.
So there's a school not far, Upper Cape.
And oh, how things have changed, by the way. But
yeah,
go ahead.
I've heard that. And it's a trade school.
Yeah.
You know, and he connected the dots. I wasn't going to. I was going with all my friends to play basketball. Mm. And he said, look, school's not your thing, man. Like, you're getting by eighth grade science class.
Right.
School's not your deal. Go learn a trade. You'll never be broke. Go learn a trade.
Okay.
And obviously I didn't, and I'm glad I didn't, but the fact that he cared enough to pull me aside and say, this is probably the right route for you. You're dumb as a bag of rocks, it seems like. And
it was applying yourself,
go to Upper
Ball.
Cape, right. Yeah. No, absolutely. So go to Upper Cape. Now, if somebody says go to Upper Cape, you have to apply and get in. It's a very different thing.
And sports is different, too.
It was. Yeah. Okay. Sports is a very different thing.
So Bob just said, he said after the Celtics, he'd bring us up to the Celtics game, Coach Stevens again. And he said he'd bring us
to the European.
To the European. For pizza. And he said the line would be an hour long. And he'd tip the maitre d' 20 bucks to get us in.
Every time. He absolutely
Isn't that crazy?
Every time.
Yeah. It's awesome. Yeah. That's
of course, Bob brings it back to food, and he's not donating. But
Bobby.
Yes, absolutely.
Pizza.
He would go to the maitre d'. How long is the wait? Shake his hand with a 20 in his hand. And then we would all go in. And
that's funny. That's
we awesome would order a few large pizzas. Yeah. And they would say,
I like it.
The larges are way too big. And
that's hilarious.
Coach
they
would say, no, they're not.
No, they're not.
You haven't seen these kids yet. So.
They are vultures. Yeah. Same thing. Eighth grade, he was my science teacher. And he was also doing the segment of sex ed back then, right? So science, they had him doing the little 2 weeks of sex ed, right? So all the guys in the class and the girls would leave, go with the women health teacher. And we're at the end. And so he gave everybody a piece of paper and said, if you don't want to ask the question out loud, write it on a piece of paper. I'm going to put it in a hat and I'll take them out one at a time. So write whatever question you want. So I write my question down, boom, and they collect them all. And he gets around and he's answering all these questions. And then he pulls one up and he goes, what do you think of the Celtics number one draft pick? And he looks at me and he goes, he's dead.
Oh, Len Bias.
Len Bias.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Yeah.
But isn't it funny? He knew it was me. He opened it. He looked right at me and went, he's dead. Wow. And I was like, I didn't know. There's no, we didn't have phones. We didn't, I didn't even know how he knew. Like, he must have, maybe it was in the morning paper and I didn't read it.
Yeah.
Len Bias died. So that's one of my, he was a great, him and Chad Billard, was that his first name? Jeff Billard.
Jeff Billard. So he had me playing fantasy baseball before fantasy sports with any, was.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Seventh grade, we had an activity.
Oh, okay.
As a class.
Yeah.
And he had us drafting baseball players.
Wow. Before fantasy.
1986.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Wow.
Jeff Billard.
Yep. And that guy, I paid attention in that class.
Right.
You got me to pay attention.
And you're doing stats and numbers and dividing.
Exactly. And all of a sudden.
That's awesome.
This clicks with me. I like sports.
Jeff's on my Facebook. Jeff is on my Facebook. And I'm going to give you a similar story. Here we go. We're squeezing Mike out, but
no, we're good. No, no, I'm listening. I love stories. Believe me.
Yeah. No. So Jeff Billard was, I don't know what he taught. What was he teaching at
History.
Cody? History. So
social studies.
In Peter Stevens' class, we started audio video class, and it was the same thing. It had nothing to do with the curriculum. And he taught us how to produce our own talk show. And I was the, I was the host called Billy Blue Hair. I had like a blue high wig. It was blue.
Yeah.
And so I was Billy Blue Hair, and I'd interview people, and I'll never forget this. He was one of my first guests, and it's all live, and the whole school's there. Not the whole school, but the whole classroom's watching, and this huge camera.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Billy Blue Hair here, and I just want to introduce Mr. Biller. And he comes in. He's like, how you doing? And they're like, we're just goofing off. I said, what do you do for work? He said, I grow nuts. And I went, and he went on for 10 minutes about the type of nuts he grows and what. And I'm like, what does it take to grow nuts, Mr. Biller? Like, but this, cool. But again, how much fun did we have in those classes yeah. because it made it relatable and we right. can't wait. Now I'm writing scripts for the next week and who yeah. I'm going to interview. And so I think that was a good time, that's man. Awesome. That was a good yeah. time to be alive.
Yeah.
There were some teachers in that school that made a difference more than I think they realized they did. He certainly yeah. did. Like yeah. here we are 40 yeah. years later yeah. talking about yeah. funny. What that
yeah.
taught.
I gotta yeah. tag him in this.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jeff was a good guy. And I want to say he was an assistant coach the year football. I was there. Billard.
He was a football coach, if I remember right.
He was, but I think it was Mr. Potts was our – Bobby – no, Bobby wasn't with us at Cody. Bobby was out at Lyle. Yeah. So Mr. Potts, Jim Potts was the – he's a hockey coach, and he was coaching the middle school basketball team. And I think Billard was his assistant. So, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Good time. Yeah, no, those – so many people. And I'm lucky enough that I was able to teach at Bourne for 7-8 years. And I taught out here for 8, 9, 10 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, Julie will tell you is I'm lucky enough that a lot of former athletes and students still reach out and I see them. Julie and I saw a girl at the grocery store the other day. She's like, Coach Savage. I'm like, I have no idea who this girl is. She's like, oh my God, how are you? I'm like, yeah, you still coaching? Yeah. No, no. Oh, you made such a big difference in my sister's life. Yeah. I don't even know who this girl is. And then I'm like, really? Oh, that's so good to hear. And then now I got to pry it out of her, who is sister. I don't know who this girl is. But I'm like, I got a younger sister of a girl, and her name was Michaela. It was a Bonanza kid. And, so it does feel good when you get those calls, but it also feels just as good to give the calls and absolutely. Call Peter Stevens.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I got to give a little payback to Coach D by having him – work with the Frenzy and assistant coach to Joe Jellybean Bryant. I mean,
that's cool.
What a cool thing. But yeah, good stuff, man.
Those relationships matter, right? The relationships with the teachers, the relationships with the friends.
Sure, of course. Right?
And
lasting impressions, lasting memories. Yeah.
Well, here we are. I told Danny earlier, I've got a picture of us. Yeah. When we were probably 11 years old in baseball.
Ah, see, there you go. 11. Hey, it's awesome. Yeah.
That's crazy. I suck at baseball, too.
What position did you play?
Right field, dude.
Right field?
Bad. Bad.
What'd you play, Paul? What'd you play in baseball?
Center field.
Okay.
Yeah, no, the right field, just put him out there. Let him sleep. Hey, batter. Hey, batter, swing. And then I got to play on some good teams. My brother was a really good baseball player. He played in college. And
what did he play? What position did he play?
First base. Okay. Yeah, he had the big mitt, the big first base.
Big body,
mitt. Could hit the ball a mile. Pat loved – played at Bourne all 4 years. Yeah. Went to Anna Maria, played basketball and baseball up there. So Pat kind of did – he played hockey. Pat did.
Big guy.
He was doing everything.
He was multi-talented.
I did. Yeah. I don't know. Did you do any other sport in your high school years?
Baseball.
That's right. Yeah. Because you were with Whitman and Bruce. And, I did track for 2 years, freshman and sophomore year, with Troy and Jeremy. And so we just play basketball. We go down, Coach Czar. And I did the high jump and the long jump. That was it.
Okay.
And our coach, Coach Czar, would be like, hey, go run 4 miles. And we're like, all right, jog right up to the gym and shoot around. And then come back down and we're sweating from head to toe. He's like, good work, guys. Like, not a chance we're running 4 miles. And then he'd really, I want you to run with the distance runners. And I'm like, coach, I do the high jump.
Yeah.
I'm not running 4 miles. he was just happy to have us out there.
Just tell him Fallon was going to do your four.
Fallon was fast. Fallon could go. Yeah. Fallon was fun to watch.
Yep.
We had some good, Jeremy was a blur on the 400. I mean, Jeremy could go, man.
Yeah.
So, and Troy was a high jumper, long jumper, sprinter, and Rich Sassoni was doing the pole vault, and he ended up getting the full scholarship to URI, University of Rhode Island,
for
the
big, pole vault. It's huge.
And those guys were, that was a hockey player, and so it's, man, memories, I tell you, I keep pretty good hold of my memories. You hit me with one today I didn't remember, but... those years mold so much in what I do now until the day I stop coaching.
Of course.
I don't know when that will be. It's this is my job, man.
It's almost like not working though. Right?
It's me watching 100% that 100% not working.
Yeah,
and that's why I just was talking to Brooklyn a little bit about it. And you know, she's a different age. She's 27, and she's got the ups and downs of a 27-year-old. And we were talking about coaching and continuing coaching, and not that it was a question whether she'd continue, but. Julie tries to tell Brooklyn and Trent all the time, your dad's leaving clues for you right now, little breadcrumbs, and he's letting you come along. Mm-hmm. Like, don't just be like, eh. Like, eat it up. Absorb it. Introduce yourself. Yeah. They are. Yeah. Brooklyn is 100%. And Trent has made a big turn where now he doesn't just walk in the gym and hide.
Yeah.
He's like got his shirt on and likes when people call him coach. And yeah. So they're starting to feel that. And listen, I mean, I started coaching very young. Do you remember my first coaching job?
I don't.
If you look in the 1990 yearbook, there's our team. Flip over to volleyball. I was the JV coach.
I didn't know that.
So I tried out for the volleyball team.
I remember that.
And there was all kinds of local media. And it basically came down to there's no reverse Title IX.
Right.
Right. So they're not going to say whatever. And back then, all the teams in our league, Case and Fairhaven and all those teams, if I made the team, clearly, and the other teams had the option to play us or not, and they wouldn't be penalized because the same thing was happening in field hockey. Guys were playing field.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Field hockey. Yeah. Field hockey's actually started as a male sport. It's in the Olympics. It's an Olympic sport for male, right?
Yeah.
But it was just a girl sport. Volleyball back east was just a girl sport.
Yeah.
Out here, it's all boy, like boys are
boys playing
huge out here, right?
It's big,
So long story short is I had to, all these teams except one said they would not play us. So I had one team that would play us home and away. So our season would consist of two matches.
Right, of course.
It wasn't fair to the seniors who had been playing all that time. So long story short is all these meetings happen and the principal and the volleyball coach pull me out in the hallway and say, how about this? Because I wasn't backing down. I'm like, I want a boys team.
Yeah.
We had enough players. I'm like, and there was like one or two play teams in the state. So it's like, you got to start somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so they said, how about this? We know you can't play, but what if we make you the JV coach? You can go to all the games. You can practice. You can coach the team. We can't pay you because I was a student.
You're a student.
And you're not going to be playing, but it would be fair to the girls, and you can, you know, because it was Julie Reed and it was Lee, and it was all the girls, all of our senior girls. Anne-Marie Souza was amazing at volleyball.
She was
amazing.
Serve.
She could do a little bit of everything. She went and played at Anna Maria College as well. Yeah. So it was all of our girls. And so finally I was like, you know what? Let's do it. So that year I was the freaking JV coach. I was a senior in high school coaching juniors. And some sophomores.
Yeah, sure.
So I have that picture. I'll show you guys when we get off. Okay. It's on my camera. So my first coaching job was 1989. Wow. That means I coached in the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, the 10s, and the 20s. I've coached in 5 decades. That's crazy.
It is crazy.
My first coaching job was actually an assistant for your brother.
Yeah.
He was the 8th grade coach. So actually, backing up, my youth basketball coach was Pat and George Leonard.
That's crazy.
And then when I graduated, I stayed local, went to a community college.
Yeah, there you go.
And Pat was coaching the 8th grade basketball team, and he let me coach the 7th grade basketball team.
Nice.
Yeah.
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 Nice. It's crazy. That's awesome. Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And it's funny because as time goes on, my dad was, I didn't know much about my dad as a player until after he passed. Like I found more clippings and heard more stories after he had died. And I actually have the video. It's funny because I love that our Bourne team made it to the state finals this year against Wareham.
Yeah.
That's bananas. Yeah. Like it's like the two rivals.
Yeah.
No business both making it, and they finally both make it to state finals, and we lose. But a lot of people on social media were like, Bourne boys, first time ever. No, it wasn't. My dad's team went. And I have a video of the game in the 1957. And my dad was the first one busting through the big B.
That's cool.
And he was the leading scorer in the garden. The game was in the garden.
Very cool.
I have that video.
That's
so
awesome.
I'm like, wait a minute. Oh,
time out.
You guys
send that into
you
that,
guys
man.
Are both talking about The old school. Don't forget. Yeah. Hey, yeah. I'm loving what Ashworth does. Yeah, he knows. He's my guy. Us young coaches got to stick together. Isn't that funny? I was just saying him and I were very young coming up. And when things would be wonky or, you know, the older coaches were kind of doing old school stuff, he just used to say, hey, us young coaches, we got to stick together. So now we're the old dudes. And yeah. we still say, hey, got to stick together. Yeah. So, yes, it's where were we? That was some good stuff. I'm telling you, it's something fun. So let's switch gears as we're getting close. But so we did this last week with Mike and I, myself. Who are the best Pauls in all major sports?
Oh, man.
Mike did way better than I did. I mean, he's got Mike Jordan and Mike Tyson and
Michael Johnson and stuff like that.
I got Danny White from the Cowboys.
Paul Larry Bird.
You can't do that.
Well, you mentioned one of them is your top five Paul Celtics.
Pierce.
Yeah,
Paul Pierce. There you go. Yeah. You think is he the best Paul? He probably is. There's not a lot of Pauls in the NBA.
Chris Paul. I'd take that Pierce. Counts. Yeah, no, I would take Pierce.
You're right, Paul. Jeez.
Tough. I can think of a couple baseball players. I'm gonna let you think. I'm gonna shift to football.
I can't think of any for football.
Mike's gonna have one.
For football.
Paul.
No. Yeah, I can't think of any.
What about baseball?
Baseball Pauls. Paul Molitor.
That's the only one I got.
Paul Molitor, you had too, yeah, right?
He's a Hall of Famer.
He's a Hall of Famer, yeah. Yeah.
Brewers?
Brewers, yep. Twins.
Yeah. Brewers, yeah. Twins, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Paul, you and I are going to battle. Mike's got us crushed.
How about Paul Mokeski?
Paul Mokeski? Not better than Paul Pierce.
No.
No. Paul Mokeski, that's funny. I mean, what are the chances I bring up Randy Brewer? Randy Brewer and Paul Mokeski get brought up in the same show.
Yeah. And Chris Dudley last week.
Chris Dudley.
Yeah.
That's a BC guy.
Yep.
Paul Millsap.
Paul Millsap. Yeah. So there's more. Yeah, interesting. There's a couple baseball, basketball ones.
Paul Goldschmidt, right?
Paul Goldschmidt.
Baseball.
Yeah.
Paul Brown, the head coach of the Browns, right?
What about hockey?
That's why they named him the Browns. Paul Coffey. There's your guys, right? Yeah. Your boy right there. Yeah. Paul Coffey. Yeah.
No football. I don't believe that.
Paul Brown, the head coach of the Browns back then, right?
Yeah.
It's way back, but as far as the players, right?
Yeah, there's got to
be somebody else.
There's got to be.
Well, Mike will tell you, we do this pretty much every podcast.
Okay.
We leave and he'll text me. Oh, yeah, yeah. Some of them.
Well, last week, right, we did the Mike and Danny as I'm driving home and stopped at a red light when I had a chance to text him. Oh, man, I forgot Dan Fouts, Danny Hurley. He's texting.
Oh, yeah.
He walks through the door. Michael Strahan, Mike Singletary.
we forgot some big heavy hitters.
On the spot.
It hits you later, yeah.
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 Paul's, yeah. No, I got Danny White for
Danny White.
Was that my best?
Yeah, Danny White. Yeah, he was a punter, kicker, or quarterback.
Quarterback, yeah. Did he punt and kick too?
He punted a little bit, yeah.
Did he really?
Yeah.
It was a different area. Players did different things.
Yeah.
Randall Cunningham did it, right? Quarterback, punter.
Yeah. That's funny. Good stuff.
Oh, so Paul Hornung. There you go. There's your football player. Paul Hornung. Yeah. Probably dad was probably screaming that one out. Paul Hornung, Michael.
That's
Green Bay.
Hall of Famer? No.
Yeah, Hall of Famer.
Paul Hornung.
Notre Dame, Green Bay.
See,
yeah.
I knew he'd get one.
Yeah.
That's good. That's impressive.
Sports guy, huh?
he's
the mind. The brains of the operation.
Either you remember or you don't.
I just sit here and look pretty. Just let Mike go.
Well, this is something that we do every week, too, is, you know, show 27 is we try to come up with somebody with the award of number 27.
Yeah. Well, my guy, I told you this is my week. It's one of my favorite. Yeah. I'm going to let you think of some. I don't know if you got some, but he's my favorite non-patriot. I think you got to preference that.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
My favorite non-patriot of all time. He's one of my favorite players to watch for a lot of years. Is Steve Atwater.
20 say, yeah, there you go. Played for the Broncos as well. I mean, just the Broncos.
Basically, the hit on Christian Okoye put him in a different
league. Oh, that was
Nigerian
awesome.
Nigerian nightmare. He sent him back about 8 feet. But I remember the reason I watched so much is George, who you know, George Thomas, is George was just a massive Denver fan.
Man.
And the Orange Crush and blah, 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 blah. So whenever Denver was on, we're watching it because I was always, me, Pat, and George were like three peas in a pod. And so I start watching. I'm like, who is that nutso?
Yeah.
Just like he wouldn't last one game in today's NFL.
No, he would have been thrown out.
Legion of his head. All of them would have. Yeah. But Steve Atwater lived in a different planet because he didn't He was brainless. Yeah. He was a torpedo.
Yeah.
And I loved watching him play. He was one of my favorite non-Patriots to ever play football. Well, you got any other 27s?
No.
Carlton Fisk. Your guy Carlton Fisk comes to mind, right, for Boston?
Yes. Was he 27 or was he 72?
Well, then when he went to the White Sox, he went 72.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he was 27 with the Red Sox.
And then 72 with the White Sox. You're right, Paul. Wow. Yes.
Fisk, that's a legend.
Well, yeah, Mike Trout's 27 now. Thinking about it now, he's 27 now.
But he's pretty good.
Yeah, he's all
right.
He's
okay. He's not okay. Bad.
Yeah, if he could stay healthy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, true. You know, yeah.
That's his thing.
Yeah, his best days are clearly behind him, but, geez, he was fun to watch for a minute.
Bringing up somebody in Massachusetts, right, on the Cape, a Denver fan, how does that happen?
I don't know.
And how do their friends allow them to get away with it?
Because he always bought the beer.
I got something for you. That's a good point.
He always bought the beer.
He's bringing something to the table.
Cheer for whoever you want.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
Just like there's a bunch of Cowboy fans in New York City.
Right.
How does people in the neighborhood allow that to happen?
Well, people always ask me when I'm out here, right?
Yeah.
Who's your team? Like we talked about earlier, right? And I always say Red Sox, Patriots, Celtics, Bruins.
Yeah.
Right? I don't get into the Revolution and both.
Right.
Right. But I always say those four. And they go, really? And I'm like, you pretty much get beat up if you don't. Like, not beat up, but you. Well, like,
what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
You can't come over for dinner.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Like dinner. All of a sudden, can't come over for dinner.
Right.
No dinner for you.
Go to the pile.
Yeah.
Well, I want to come with. Well, you can't come with me.
Right. Yeah. No, George, remember Marcel Boucher? Marcel was my age.
Yeah.
Marcel was a huge Seattle Seahawks fan. And when we used to play like little backyard football, he had a full helmet and it was the coolest thing in the world. Like, so cool, but I'm like, I don't know if you can wear that over here, buddy. No, like he'd walk around with the Seahawks, like Marcel. He's on Facebook too. Marcel had the coolest helmet, Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, wow. Okay.
I got two 11-year-olds who now run around L.A. So I kind of get it. I don't know how their friends allow them to do it. They now run around L.A. with Patriot sweatshirts, Red Sox sweatshirts,
good for them.
Celtics t-shirts.
Good for them,
right? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
I love it.
You know, but
yeah.
So maybe it's a parent growing up, relative growing up.
Sure.
But I've always wondered, like, how do you allow that to happen if you live in that area? Right?
Trent's pretty heavy. Vegas is a little different because we're an extremely fast-growing pro sports town.
Yeah.
But everybody's from somewhere else in Vegas.
Right.
Nobody's from here. Well, except you. But
right.
Theoretically, nobody's from here.
So
are
you from here?
I was born in Syracuse. I went to high school here. I went to school all throughout.
So, what's up with the Giants shirt then?
You know, everybody would think I'd be a Buffalo fan, but I.
Well, that would have been worse.
You know,
careful what you wish for.
I still have a little helmet with the old school NY. Well, that's what they have now, but the old school NY on it. Bring it from Syracuse to here. It's in a box in my garage. I still have that little helmet.
That's crazy.
I don't know how I got on the Giants, but I did. And it's interesting because Felix, Derek, and myself, my two brothers, we like all different teams.
That's crazy.
Felix liked the Dolphins. Derek likes the Chargers. I like the Giants.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Crazy, right? Of course, we all root for, you know, root for Syracuse and rooted for Syracuse. But
Yeah.
But you know, and Marty, you've met Marty a couple of times. He's a Bills fan.
Yeah.
His son's a Giants fan.
Oh, so
he didn't pick up. And his mother, you know, Marty's wife, Debbie, is a Niners fan. So Nathan didn't pick up either one of his parents' team. He just ended up with the Giants. Yeah.
Trent and Brooklyn are massive homers.
Yeah.
They bleed green, Red Sox.
Yeah, that's
like,
awesome.
They don't play around. There's no other team exists except them.
Yeah.
Everybody else just playing to beat them.
That's the way my boys are.
Yeah.
And sadly, they're 11. So now they're Patriots fans on tough end of it.
It'll get better. It'll get better, though. And then they can say, hey, I was a Patriots fan.
Good,
you know,
good time for the Celts. Red Sox are a little bumpy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bruins are always right there. But I'm just not a big hockey guy.
I'm not a big hockey guy either.
I mean, we do have the world champs not too many years ago. I'm a big WNBA fan now because we got a stranglehold. If we go three-peat, that's going to be something else. But good stuff, man.
Yeah, good
well,
stuff.
Listen, thank you. How
absolutely.
About that?
Yes,
we
thank
got,
you,
I don't. It looks like Bob left to go to the ATM.
Yeah.
So, but no, we appreciate you coming on. It's always good. We could literally. This is why we do it because we could sit here for three hours and talk about fun stuff. And like I said, I usually have a paper and script and. The whole nine yards.
Oh, this was perfect.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer. Could have kept going. What's your plan? You're heading out of here soon?
I'm heading out of here back to the hotel, to the airport tomorrow, back to LA. Yep.
Quick little flight.
Quick, yeah.
Nice.
Hour-long flight. But I'll be back watching the practice today. I definitely want to get to see a couple of the games.
Cool.
Yeah.
So I'm going to navigate. Even if, you know, if it's road games, I'll just pop in. I'm not going to tell them.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to heckle them for a few rows back.
You know what? We have one game in LA this year.
Do you?
It's a non-league. We're playing a four-year school. We're playing their JV, which I never take lightly because when I was at Becker, we had a bomb squad. We were ranked eighth in the country. We were really, really good. And we went to Brandeis. We walk in the gym. And I know a couple of the Brandeis players. And they're not dressed. And here comes the Brandeis team. And I went to my coach. Why aren't we playing? And he goes, no, we're playing the JV. And I'm like, bro, we're not playing the JV. Like, we need to play Brandeis.
Yeah.
Their JV whooped us. Like, destroyed us.
Yeah.
And it was JUCO flash and high risers and jumpers against Brandeis.
Yeah.
It was a wrap. So okay. I never take games against JV. We played Park JV last year. We whooped them pretty good, but I never take those games. But yeah, we'll be in LA. I'll let you know. It's
perfect.
December like 7th. We're in Redlands, which is only like an hour and a half from LA.
Yeah.
But that's a team we beat 94-12 last year. But yeah, man, if you can come out to we have a really cool Christmas tournament, high level teams, a lot of good competition that we host here at this school. It's December 16th, 17th, 18th on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Pretty cool. But yeah, man, love having you. Glad to see you again. Thanks for the donation, Mike. Thanks for the yummy food. That was we'll rank that next week. That's
We'll
that's
rank it up there.
That's right? over the 50% bar. That's
For sure.
That was some yummy food. And that's it. So Bob, appreciate you chiming in.
Yep.
And we will see everybody next week for show number 28.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.